And it's looking increasingly likely that the former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, will run for the White House next year. Mr. Bush, whose brother and father are both former presidents, today resigned from all his corporate posts and from his own education foundation. It's being seen as a sign he's clearing the decks for a White House run, which could see him pitted against Hillary Clinton, the wife of yet another former US president. Our Washington correspondent is Simon Marks. Simon, either he's got a New Year's resolution to work out his work-life balance, or perhaps another hint at a presidential bid. What's the word in Washington?
I think, Teresa, we can safely assume it is the latter. What a way to start 2015 and to be jolted into the reality of the fact that this is going to be a year dominated by the beginning of the 2016 US presidential election campaign. And yet a casual visitor from a different planet might wonder if we weren't all the way back in 1992, the last time Bush took on a Clinton in the race for the White House. Certainly conventional wisdom here suggests that the Democratic Party's nomination is all Hillary Clinton's, and the Republican Party nomination, at least the front runner in the race for it, is now Jeb Bush, even though neither of them has yet formally declared their candidacy in the race to succeed Barack Obama in the Oval Office. But by taking this action, Jeb Bush is really taking another step to signal that he is very serious about trying to become the third President Bush, and the country is going to have to get very serious about whether it wants another Bush in the Oval Office.
So, looking increasingly likely that it could be a battle of the dynasties, is it then an advantage or a disadvantage to be part of the Bush family?
Well, I mean, I think that that's an enormous question. You know, we did some casual polling on the streets of various cities across the country just a couple of weeks ago when Jeb Bush first indicated that he was going to dip his toes in these political waters. And in solidly Democratic parts of the country, of course, you discover that no one would dream of voting for another President Bush. In Republican parts of the country, we found split opinion. Some people who think that Jeb Bush and the Bush family are just terrific, and why not a third President Bush, but other Republicans who said they wanted to look and see who else entered the field before agreeing with this notion of sort of dynastic politics. And I think it's worth throwing a very serious public health warning over some of the conventional wisdom that is in play here at the moment. It is not axiomatic that either Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush will win the nominations for their respective parties. They are both going to face opposition. It's not clear that Hillary Clinton brings what Barack Obama recently described as that new car smell to the campaign trail in the battle to win the Democratic Party's nomination. And it's far from guaranteed that Jeb Bush can make the case within his own party, much less nationally, for another Bush in the White House, even one pursuing slightly more moderate conservatism than his brother George W. Bush.
So it's not a sure bet that it will be one or the other of Bush or Clinton. So are there any fresh faces skulking around in the background?
Well, there are definitely other runners and riders expressing interest in this race. I mean, on the Democratic side, things are a little sclerotic because Hillary Clinton is considered such a powerful player that other potential candidates are thinking long and hard before they throw their hats into the ring, although Congressman Jim Webb of Virginia has indicated that he will seek the presidency. And there will be others, possibly Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, who is widely considered the darling of the left here. On the Republican side, definitely other possibles. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, obviously with appeal to Hispanic Americans who may be attracted by his brand of Republicanism. Chris Christie, the rather controversial governor of New Jersey, not clear that he can make the sale to more right-wing conservatives in the Republican Party. But look, it's just too simple to say this is definitely going to be a Clinton-Bush race. We are. It's only January 2015. This election is the best part of 2 years away.
Thank you, Simon. That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.